Have we found the fingerprints of the first group of stars in our universe? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, John O'Meara, associate professor of physics at St. Michael's College, explores how looking 12 billion years into the past can lead to a better understanding of the full story of the cosmos.
The air we're all breathing right now is the result of a recycling program on the grandest of scales. Stars formed by the collapse of giant gas clouds, mixtures of hydrogen, helium, and heavier elements like carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, and so on. The stars go through their life cycle, burning hydrogen into helium via fusion in their cores, exhausting that fuel, and moving up the nucleosynthetic chain, building up the pieces of the periodic table as they die. At the end of their lives, depending on their mass, stars either expand away or explode. The end result, however, is the same. The heavy elements are spread throughout interstellar space to be incorporated in the next generation of stars and the planets which orbit them. When we run the clock backwards in time, we expect to see generations of stars with fewer and fewer heavy elements until a critical time in the history of the cosmos, that time when the first stars formed from the elements produced in the Big Bang. These stars, known as Population 3, have eluded direct observation as they formed at a time nearly inaccessible to the current generation of telescopes. Nevertheless, the fingerprints of the first stars may have been found. In research conducted with Drs. Neil Crichton and Michael Murphy of Swinburne University, using some of the largest telescopes on Earth, we look towards gas clouds over 12 billion years in the past. One cloud in particular piqued our interest. It had less than 1/2500th the heavy element content of the Sun, and the trifling amount of carbon and silicon it did have matched model predictions of the amounts made by the Population 3 stars. We had potentially found the fingerprints of the first stars, the beginnings of the recycling program. This will begin to tell the story of the heavy elements in the universe, including those in us and in the world we inhabit.
That was John O'Meara of St. Michael's College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.